Your Hearts Have Gone A-Whoring From Him by Thomas Vincent. I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Revelation 2, verse 4. Time has been when worldly affections seemed to be mortified within you, to be dead and buried. Many a sore thrust and wound you had given unto them, and how they bled and fainted and grew so weak that they seemed to be dying, and you have thought surely they would never stir much in you any more. Then your love to Christ was strong and active. It burned and flamed within you. And oh, the zeal which you then had for your Master's honor! But now your affections to Christ are strangely cooled. If there is the fire of love to Christ still within you, it is not fire in burning coals or in a vehement flame, but it is a fire in a few scattered sparks, which give neither light nor heat, and are hardly, if at all, discernible. Your worldly affections, which seemed to be dead, have gotten life and vigor and strength. Oh, the eager desire which you now have after the world and the things in the world! Now the world has your thoughts in plans about it, and the world has your tongues in your frequent discourse of it. Now the world has your hand and your time. But that which is worst of all is that the world has your heart, too. The world has jostled Christ off his throne. And is it then a wonder if your beloved is offended because your hearts have gone a-whoring from him unto the world? You have lost your first love to Christ. Now your spiritual joys and comforts are fled out of sight. They are lost and gone. Your worldly delights have expelled and banished your spiritual delights. Your minding and savoring so much the earth and earthly things has disrelished your spiritual appetite. Oh, the mischief which indulged sin has done unto you! Oh, the deep and dangerous wounds which sin has given you! Oh, the defilements of sin in your consciences, and the stains and blots which sin has cast upon your profession! Oh, the havoc which sin has made among your graces and among your spiritual comforts! You have still leaves of an outward profession, but where is your fruit? If you have some fruit, it is withered and sour fruit, not such ripe and mellow and sweet fruit as before in your flourishing estate. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, "Forgive all our sins and receive us graciously." Hosea 14, verses 1 and 2. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. Revelation 2, verse 5. Ransack your hearts to find out your sins. Humble yourselves deeply. Repent and grieve and mourn. Then plead with Christ. Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Make haste, O my beloved. Make haste to my soul which thirsts for you, as the wounded deer thirsts after the cooling and refreshing streams of the water brooks. Oh, when shall I see you again and feed and feast my soul again with your love? When, Lord, oh, when will you come unto me? Will you cast me off forever? Shall this curtain always be drawn before your face? Truly, Lord, I have grievously sinned and greatly offended you, but do I not truly repent? Is there anything in the world so grievous unto me as the remembrance of my sins against you? I acknowledge my offense, my folly, and a horrid ingratitude. Shall my sins be always a wall of separation between me and my beloved? Are not your mercies plentiful? Is there not forgiveness with you, that you may be feared and the more dearly beloved? Do you not forgive freely without upbraiding? Have you not promised to be found by all those who diligently seek you? And did you ever fail in your word unto any? And shall I be the first? I am grieved for my sin and ashamed of my folly. Have you not promised to manifest yourself unto those who love you? And do not I love you? You know all things. You know that I love you. Though my love is imperfect, yet it is true. Though it is weak, yet it is sincere. Hasten, my beloved. Oh, hasten unto me, and be as a deer upon the mountains of spices. Do not veil your face from me any longer. Do not conceal your love. Oh, now draw near, and make me exceeding glad in the beauty of your face and in your loving embrace. Such desires and pleadings as these might prevail with the Lord to return and say unto you, My dear child, I have heard your prayers, your desires, and your cries. Your pleadings have prevailed with me, and I am now coming unto you. Be it done to you according to your desires. Come, child, and look up. Here I am. Behold me. Behold me. I assure you that I am yours, and you are mine, and shall be mine forever. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.